already know the big homie, Big Crit, live from the underground. I'm sorry I missed the fucking concert, Red Bull, ATL, I missed that shit. But the homies was there, they covered it, the shit was dope. But let's get back to this album, man. First commercial album that he dropped. Shit's dope. God damn, man. Man, this nigga Crit done put out three, to me, you know what I'm saying, top-notch mixtapes, and he followed it up with the album, dawg. Like, he's the embodiment of what Southern hip-hop is. Everything he does, or it should be, you know what I'm saying, what Southern hip-hop should be. Everything he does is just, I just feel it, man. Myself, Part 2. What's the one you saw? Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That was my favorite one on there.
Me too. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh my God. Because it's so deep. Like, his dad is poor because he doesn't have money, but he's rich because he has knowledge and he taught him a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? And man, like, I could so relate to that song. You know, I love I Got This Here. And y'all know I don't remember fucking names of nothing. And I'm quoting.
You don't think throughout the whole fucking song.
Well, yeah.
I got this.
Oh man, what's the other one that you talk about? He getting money. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that man. You know what? And his hooks are very simplistic, very simple shit, but they're dope. You know what I'm saying? I just love everything Crit does, man. Call me a stan. Call me whatever the fuck you want to call me. I love Big Crit, and this album is fucking dope as shit, and it bumps in the whip, goddamn.
I agree with FIFO, man. I really enjoyed this album. Like you said, yeah, first commercial release by him, first major label release by him. You know, here's the thing. I loved his last two mixtapes. Loved both of them. This album, for me, And this is gonna sound weird, but it's the worst of the three. It's definitely the worst of the three, but it's still a dope album. But I just want to make sure that people understand what I'm saying. Yeah. I really enjoyed the album. It didn't blow me away like Forever Today or Return of Forever. I think here's what made the album, I think, a little bit less enjoyable for me than the last two. The beats were all great, but the beats were all similar. With the exception of a few tracks. They were all mid-paced. They were real smooth beats, real soulful beats. But for the most part, the whole album was really mid-paced. And the one song that I did not care for was it That's Me?
Yeah, That's Me.
I did not like that song at all. At all. All the other tracks I thought were great. Porchlight was a great track for the ladies.
Praying Man
was a great track.
That's like my second favorite.
But I'm with you. Well, yeah, with BB King, that was crazy. But my favorite track was Rich Dad Poor Dad too. I thought that track was incredible. The way he's talking about the different lessons his dad gave him, and when he said, don't trust your reverend when they settle in for settlements, close your door, close your windows, and let the devil in. Crit is a fucking lyricist. And when you talk about his hooks, that's how he pulls you in with the hooks. You know, the hooks, you're singing the hooks, and then you notice just how fucking dope his verses are. Now, I think that's a brilliant way to market yourself. Like, a lot of Southern rappers don't do that. You know, they'll make a simplistic hook and simplistic verses. But nah, man, you can get deep on your verses. Make your hook simplistic. That way everybody can memorize this shit, and then they notice later just what you're talking about. But I can't think of any other tracks. But overall, man, I think this is a great album. Great album.
That's really it that I got for right now. All of the albums, I think I enjoyed this one most, right up there with Crit Was Here, because, you know,
because of the beats,
you know what, because I think it's definitely a different sound, because it definitely paced differently to me, because for me, I didn't hear the same sound over and over again. I heard slower songs, I heard mid-tempo, and then I heard some up-tempo beat, so it kind of flowed a little bit better for me as a whole. But yeah, I think overall the album is great. I think that was one of the things that kind of, when I listened to Crit, because he always had that same sound throughout the whole album, it kind of used to throw me off a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know, he always was good at what he did, but it's just like that particular thing with him just kind of just didn't really connect with me. But overall, man, I think I enjoyed this great. I think it's a great debut album for Crit. on Def Jam. I think he has one or two songs that are that can make the radio and should be on the radio.
One or two?
I didn't hear any songs that really couldn't make the radio. Yeah.
Really?
No. The one with 2 Chainz?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying that.
That's a single anyway, right?
Is it?
Man.
They made a video for it.
Oh, look. That's my favorite song in the whole album.
That's my man.
I'm not even talking about 2 Chainz though. You know, like the Real Men, like from Fishing, the, you know, that verse.
Key, you stupid as hell, man.
But I'm gonna tell you why I love that song, because it really took me back to like some early 90s Southern hip hop, like when Outkast was out, when of course 8-Ball MJG was out, when Goody Mob, Cool Breeze, when all those cats were out, that's what it kind of took me back. And it was great to hear 8-Ball and MJG on a verse again, man, and just doing what they do, man. So it kind of took me home.
Yeah, I think for me, like what Mike said, I enjoyed his album, but this is actually my least favorite Big Creek project, actually, out of all his previous three mixtapes. I feel like his music was a lot better when it was free. And now that this we have to pay for it, this is my least favorite.
You ungrateful bastard.
What?
He said he don't want to pay for his album.
No.
Crip, beat your ass.
I still purchased just off the strip that he gave me 3 great projects, man. But this is my least favorite Crip album. It's still a solid album, but like, you know, just like Ralph and Mike said, my favorite song is Rich Dad Poor Dad. To me, that song is Ab Soul's Book of Souls song. Like that's the most personable, you know, most deep song he spit on that album. But yeah, it was just like, I think after I listened to it a couple times, I really didn't have that desire to go back and listen to it again like I did his 3 previous mixtapes. You know, like when I listened to Forever and a Day, I was like, oh, nigga, rewind. Like I was just listening to that again. Return of Forever, rewind. Like I was going right back. I wanted more of those mixtapes. But with this album, I was just like, you know, it's a smooth production type album. It's cool. It's good for it to be his major Def Jam release, but I just didn't have that. I didn't have that desire to go back and re-listen to it a lot. You know, it was still a good album, but it just wasn't like return like his previous 3 mixtapes. You know, I was like, yeah, this shit is tight as hell. But you know, Live on the Underground, good debut. You know, good to see Big Crit doing his thing, man. Glad we saw him at the Red Bull live. You know what I'm saying? Too bad my nigga FIFO couldn't make it. You know what I mean? But you know, his kids was ashy and fucked up. That's what happened. But anyway, overall, man, I you know, I liked it. Like I said, it just didn't grab me like his 3 previous mixtapes.
I loved it, man. Once again, you know, I'm glad that there's people who are changing the perception of Southern rappers, and I really hope that certain—I won't say names, but you know—I hope certain other Southern rappers start stepping the game up a little bit. You don't have to be lyrical, but talk about shit. You know, don't talk about nothing just because you want to hop on the radio. How about you change the radio instead of changing for the fucking radio? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, but yeah, I think the album's great. Definitely support Big Crit all day, and the motherfucker puts on a hell of a goddamn performance. A hell of a performance.
You know what I think? I think a concern that I've had with him dropping 3 great albums up to this point was, could he do it a 4th time? Could he basically go 4 for 4? And I think for the most part, I would say yes, he did that. You know, we'll rank them, of course, according to our personal preference. But like everybody said, that's in regards to what he put out on this project, it's good, man. And people should definitely, like Beezy said, go buy it, because he gave you 3 great albums that you can put on at any time. Don't do this man like that. Go fucking buy this shit. Buy it just because you like one of the other 3. If you do, even if you don't like this one as much as you did the other one. But yeah, man, go. I'm a rapper, man. I'm from Meridian, Mississippi, just like him. So I'm gonna definitely support Mississippi. You know, whenever and however I can. So he got my money, man. I'm down with it.
Shit, you know, copy. I'm gonna get his previous mixtapes on vinyl, because he re-releasing them on vinyl. So
vinyl.
Yep. Crit was here. Returning Forever. So yeah, man, go cop Laughing Underground. Like I said, it's my least favorite, but it's still a good album. I'ma still buy it just off the strength. He gave me 3 great projects before. So support him, man. Great Southern artist, man. Like Mike said, man, Southern artists need to take notes of this dude, man. So cop it.
This album, you know, like the other guy said, my favorite Big Crit project is Forever and a Day. That's by far my favorite Big Crit project. But this is not that far behind, you know what I'm saying? I like this album. I love this album. Fuck that. I love this album. Go cop it. Like everybody else said, man, he gave you three damn near classic projects for free. Why can't you just go buy this one? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, go support great hip hop. Like Mike said, man, he was speaking truth. So I love that shit. I support Big Crit. Go cop that shit. And it bumps in the whip, yo.
Forever in it. Take forever.